This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to USA Radio Network, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, as well as my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET here in Las Vegas, Nevada, or maybe I should say the city formerly known as Las Vegas. Thanks to our governor, Steve. Everyone stay at home, all businesses stay closed, golf courses shut, no one's allowed to make a living, and if you have dinner on Easter and a few people are over, we're going to arrest you all. And don't go to church, Sislac. We're like under enemy occupation of a governor who's a madman, mad with power, doesn't know what he's doing. We'll get to all of that in a little while. I'll talk about all of that, even though it's a national show. I am in Las Vegas, and what happens in Vegas happens all over this country. It doesn't stay here. It'll come to a fascist governor near you who thinks he can tell you what to do and whether which businesses are essential and which aren't, and who's got to stay closed and therefore ruin their lives and ruin their business. This is not only a disaster for the economy, but it is a disaster for public health and mental health. Liberals always talk about mental health. I'm going to be a liberal now. All I've ever heard my whole life is about psychology and psychiatrists and mental health, and I've always said, who gives a damn? Bunch of crazy people. Who gives a crap? I just work 16 hours a day. I don't worry about nutty people that go see psychiatrists. But now, all of a sudden, liberals are driving everyone to mental illness. And the people who need to see psychiatrists, who aren't allowed to go see psychiatrists anymore, and the people who should see psychiatrists that never did but now should, are all in a lot of trouble. This is the mental health issue of a lifetime. See, I'm a very lucky man. I've got a wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous, drop-dead fiancé named Cindy. And two great dogs with me in a beautiful big house with a backyard that's a gigantic park. And so my life is great. I live in Las Vegas where the sun's always out, you know, for the next 10 days. That's as long as they give you a forecast on a cell phone. Sunny and 75, sunny and 75, sunny and 75, sunny and 78, sunny and 80. Beautiful. And because it's warm, the virus is going to die here first. And we can take beautiful walks and beautiful jogs. And I've got a home gym. And I work out in my home gym. Life is okay. I'm not like, what's your name? Ellen DeGeneres complaining at her $26 million home. That it's like being in a prison. Which, by the way, Newsweek did a story about it. And they quoted Wayne Allen Root talking on Twitter about Ellen DeGeneres, which I also find interesting because Twitter's shadow banning me. I used to send stuff out and thousands of people read it. Now I send something out, 20 people read it, 12 people read it, 8 people read it, 36 people read it. Complete censorship, banning, and shadow banning, and it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. But ironically, while conservatives can't see my tweets, every liberal in the media sees them. Media Matters tried to destroy my career over a tweet about helping people to build their immune system and take the vitamins that I take. Isn't it funny how liberals can see every tweet and the liberal media can see every tweet by Wayne Root, but the conservative public cannot see any of it? Do you understand what's going on in America today? We're no different than China. We've got massive repression. We've got massive censorship. We have massive biased media that hates conservatives, hates liberals, and has fixed the system just like they fixed it so Hillary would beat Bernie Sanders. They stole the Democratic primary 2016, and this time they fixed it so that Joe Biden, a man who doesn't even have a mind anymore, know where he is, a man who thinks New Jersey is in Russia. I mean, this guy he doesn't know if it's Super Tuesday or Fat Thursday. The man's lost. Lost in space. Wasn't there once a TV series called Lost in Space? That's Joe Biden's life. And they made him the nominee over Bernie Sanders because they were so scared. And what were they scared of? That every single person in the Democrat Party and the Democrat leadership and all the top politicians are all communists, socialists, Marxists who hate America, want open borders, want to flood the country, want to bankrupt and redistribute all our money and destroy all the businessmen and women. But they can't admit it because they'd never be elected. So the only difference between them and Bernie Sanders is nothing. It's just style. It's not substance. It's style. Here comes a guy who tells the truth. We want to bankrupt every American with money. We want to kill all the businessmen, take away all their money, redistribute it to the poor people, hand it out, have a revolution, destroy capitalism, bury the country in incredible debt with the Green New Deal nonsense. He was at least honest, Bernie Sanders. I'm a communist, and I want to ruin America, and I want to make America Cuba, and I'll defend Fidel Castro, too. And Democrats lost their minds because suddenly the gig was up. Everyone would have realized they're a bunch of communists, and they got to keep the scam up. It's the biggest scam in America's history. Democrats are communists and socialists and Marxists, just like Bernie Sanders. Matter of fact, when Sanders is in the Senate, for 2 years, he was in the U.S. Senate with, guess who, Barack Obama. And Obama's voting record was to the left of Sanders. They're all communists, but they have good style. They make believe they're one of you and me. They're just an average, regular American guy with a wife and two kids and a dog named Bo. They're all full of crap. Hillary's not you, and Obama's not you, unless you're a communist who wears a red beret. But they never act like that. They act like middle America. Bernie is the first guy who told the truth. So they had to get rid of Bernie. They fixed the system, and they fixed Facebook, and they fixed Twitter, and they fixed Instagram, and they fixed YouTube so Wayne Root can't get a shot. And no conservative hero can ever get a shot. Nobody could join you. Nobody could see you. But the left media reads every word of Wayne Root's tweet. Every single word. How do they get it all? They have a special setting on their computer just for communists to see every word Wayne Root says and try and take one tweet out of 28,000 out of context and try and destroy Wayne Root? And then hand it to the Attorney General of New York? Does the Attorney General of New York really watch every tweet Wayne Root puts out? And God forbid he says he believes in vitamin C? Let's take Wayne Root down? Because I guess the Attorney General isn't happy about vitamins? The Attorney General's like standing in for Big Pharma? Is that what it is? I don't know. The Attorney General was mad at me because I mentioned silver? Because I'm a silver advertiser? Out of 32 advertisers on radio and TV, one of them is silver? And they've been saying for 4 years that it kills bacteria, yeast, and virus. And I said the same thing. I didn't say coronavirus, I said virus. Next thing you know, the Attorney General of New York is issuing a cease and desist against Wayne Root and mentioning my tweets in their press release. Why would the Attorney General of New York, who campaigned on destroying Donald Trump and putting Donald Trump in prison, arresting Donald Trump, that's how she got elected, and now she's after Wayne Root, she's reading all my tweets? Do you know what kind of country we live in? Stalin would be proud. Hitler would be proud. This is amazing. I can no longer put a tweet out and any conservative sees it, but the Attorney General of New York is waiting to pounce on every word taken out of context and attack Wayne Root with a cease and desist, really? And put out a press release, really? Am I that important? I guess I am. I must be one of the top 10 most influential conservative voices in America, because the Attorney General of New York and Media Matters decided to get me. Wow. It's amazing. Can I give you a little advice, Donald Trump? Please, President Trump, listen to me. The economy is what matters now. That's all that matters. That's the whole ball of wax. That's the whole ball of wax of you getting reelected. It's the whole ball of wax of small business surviving. It's the whole ball of wax of people not living on welfare for the rest of their lives. Because all the things Bernie Sanders wanted that scared Democrats, because he said it out loud, coronavirus has accomplished. It is the devil. It is from the devil. There's no question about it. Everything that I ever believed in, America, American exceptionalism, patriotism, nationalism, Judeo-Christian values, small business, lots of jobs for the middle class, the great American middle class, the military, the police, everything is now threatened and destroyed by one invisible virus. Of course it's from the devil. And President Trump, you've got to reopen the economy. I can't tell you what date. I don't know that I mean today. But I certainly mean by May 1st, somewhere between now and May 1st, you've got to reopen the economy. It's the economy, stupid. It's the economy, it's the economy, it's the economy, it's the economy. We are under so much attack from so many directions by so many enemies of America, capitalism, conservatism, libertarianism. It's amazing. Big government, a big brother, they're all attacking at once. The communists, the Marxists, the communist Chinese, the globalists, George Soros, media matters, they're all tied together. And they're all on the attack against all of us, trying to kill the voice of Wayne Allyn. You know how many emails I get every night? I hope you're listening, media matters. Every night I get somewhere between 100 and 1,000 emails from people who say, you're our hero, you represent us, you represent every small business owner, you represent the middle class. We love you, Wayne Root. We can't live without your show, Wayne Root. And so they decided to attack me. Well, here's what's going on now. J.P. Morgan now sees economy contracting by 40% in the second quarter, no surprise, and unemployment reaching 20%, no surprise. I think unemployment will reach 30%, something that never happened in the depths of the Great Depression. And thank God we do have a president who's the greatest economic genius in history to ever occupy the White House, to ever occupy any political office, and he's got 1,000 tricks in his bag. He's Houdini. Trump is Houdini of politics. And now he's doing something I've recommended. He's launching a second coronavirus task force focused on the economy and reopening the economy. The only difference is Trump's always worried about big business, and Wayne Root's always worried about small business. I will forever be the SOB, the son of a butcher. And I'm worried about small business and the people that work for small business. And by the way, I have a question for Governor Steve Sisolak of Nevada. I brought up on this show a week ago that all these loans through the SBA, Small Business Administration, they have a little asterisk. You can't get them if 30% of your business is involved in gambling. There are 1,000 bars and restaurants with video poker in this town. They're not going to be able to get small business loans to survive if they each have 100 employees. That's 100,000 employees that will never work again. President Trump was just informed of this. How come the governor of Nevada never informed the president? Did you ever pick up the phone and try to help your own people, Sisolak? This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
You know, I was there before any other conservative host in the country, Wayne Allen Root. I was telling you the numbers were exaggerated. The death rates were exaggerated. You don't need to shut down the economy. You can't shut down the economy. You'll destroy people's lives. Lonely people will commit suicide, have mental health issues, alcoholism, drug addiction. You have no idea the problems you're creating separate than destroying the economy. But if there's anyone who's smarter than me, it's my old friend Matt, who I grew up with in New York. And here's his tweet, here's his text that just came in moments ago. Wayne, I'm watching Trump. He's sounding more like a politician and less like the old Donald Trump. He's got to wake up. He's letting Dr. Birx lead again. They should start minimizing the doctors and the scientists. Enough about supplies. Let's start talking about opening the economy. Get to Trump. Get to Trump. They're not mentioning it at the press conference. Enough. Doctors were not elected. He was. Mention enough talk about the respirators and the masks. They've done that already. They need to discuss opening up the country and set a timetable. You know, Matt is not some millionaire. I didn't grow up with millionaires. Matt is a salesman at a furniture store in Tampa, Florida. He's no millionaire. He's like a low six-figure salesman. He is America. He is what America's about. And when he's thinking of things like that, that's how come I'm a real person on the radio. Sean Hannity doesn't have friends like that. Michael Savage doesn't have friends like that. Glenn Beck doesn't have friends like that. My buddies sell furniture in a furniture store in Tampa, Florida. That's the real America. I'll always be a son of a butcher. I listen to people like that. I don't listen to billionaires and people worth $100 million and $30 million. I got a few friends like that, but they're not the smart ones. The smart ones make $100,000 a year, and they're small businessmen or they're salesmen at a furniture store. or they're the manager of a restaurant. They see real people all day. They understand the pain going on. I understand the unemployment system is not working. Is not working. I got an email today from John in Las Vegas telling me that the unemployment system is not working in Nevada. I know it's not working in New York. I know it's not working in California. It's not working anywhere in this country. People don't know how they're going to pay for butter tomorrow, gas tomorrow, toilet paper tomorrow. We got John on the line. I told him call in. He's here right now. John, you're on with Wayne Allyn-Root. How are you?
Wayne, thanks for having me, buddy. You're the
Tell
only
me
one
what's
that
going
not on. Even respond.
Well, I know. I always respond. Tell
when
me.
When people file their unemployment, it's telling them exactly how much they're going to get. And but there's a section where it says deductible income. It says pending resolution. Okay. Well, now everybody's finding out that they want them to send 2 weeks' pay stubs. Now my question is why? Why are they flagging certain people? And why are they even asking for pay stubs at this point when you got hundreds of thousands of people filing? If this shows that you're eligible to get it, why are they flagging? Because now none of us that are flagged, we don't even know. We can't get it. We're not even
Here's my
it.
Question, John. Here's my question, John. As you know, if you listen to this show a lot, you know that I work 16, 18 hours a day. I'm a very hardworking guy. And if people ask me for pay stubs, I'd laugh in their face and say, I don't have them, I don't save them. I go to the bank, I cash my check, and I spend my money. I don't have a pay stub. It must be very hard in this entire crisis, mess, disaster, tragedy, catastrophe to ask anyone to save a paycheck from two paychecks ago. And if you don't have it, you can't even call your company to ask for it because there's no one there working. So you can't get a pay stub, so they're not going to pay you unemployment. Is that kind of am I getting to the crux of the problem?
Well, the bottom line is I went to fax my, it says you have to fax them in. So I went to fax my pay stubs. There's a line of people waiting to fax their pay stubs into unemployment. So obviously this is affecting a lot of people. And all these people are not getting benefits. I know people that are getting benefits, but these people are not getting benefits. And what about the people that don't make that much money? That's all they, I mean, they need this money. Now,
let me ask you something. Why are some people being asked for pay stubs and others not? That's the question.
That's why I can't get a response to. I cannot.
So we're going to break. We're going to break. Here, you have the floor for exactly 30 seconds. Tell Sisolak, our governor, what you have to say to him right now.
Governor Sisolak, the only question I have for you is why do you not call the head of unemployment and tell him to waive, just like you waived the weekly search for work, I'm asking you to waive all these flags that people are getting, because I have no idea why they're getting them and what the purpose is, because we can't get unemployment until you waive these flags.
I got it, John. I got it. Governor Sisolak, wave the flags, wave the pay stub requirements, wave the stupid fax. What are you living in, 1978 or 1988? Who the hell has a fax machine anymore? I haven't sent a fax in 5 years. Why do you have everybody sending faxes? That's stupid right there. And did you ask President Trump about this gaming requirement in the small business loans?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During his daily White House coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says Economic help is on the way for schools, universities, and students.
The Department of Education is also announcing the availability of more than $6 billion in emergency grant funding to assist college students impacted by the cancellation of classes and the suspension of housing. A lot of people had a lot of things suspended. Housing is one of them. Previously, we waived student loan payments for 6 months.
Democrats are blocking more money for the Payroll Protection Program, and Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says this could cost people their jobs.
The country cannot afford unnecessary wrangling or political maneuvering. Treating this as a normal kind of partisan negotiation could literally cost Americans their jobs.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number
1130. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen.
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. This is the warrior. Your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, SOB, son of a butcher. I will always fight for you, middle-class America, working-class America, small business owners, patriots, and, of course, Las Vegas, my adopted hometown for 20 years now. Got the hell out of New York, got the hell out of California, made my way to Las Vegas, which is now filled with everyone from New York and California. The entire New York and California's come to Las Vegas. Everybody got the hell out of Dodge. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Real Water. You always hear me talking about Real Water. What a perfect timing for a product like this. What's so special about it is there's real science behind Real Water. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. And because of all those extra electrons, it is beyond alkalinity, and that's the rage right now. Everyone wants to be alkaline, not acidic. And you see those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. And I told my friends, Brett and Amy Jones, owners of Real Water, I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a special deal on Real Water. Everybody's at Costco and supermarkets, and they're lugging these cases of water. What a pain. What a pain. Enough to give you a hernia. Who wants to lug cases of water from the shelf to the to the cashier, and from the cashier to the car, and from the car to your house? So here's the deal. Go to Amazon or Amazon Prime. Hopefully you have an Amazon Prime account. Everybody should. And search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart. And when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WAR, the number 10 and then WAR for Wayne Allen Root, all caps. 10WAR, no space, all caps. And you'll receive a 10% discount, and then the Real Water will be conveniently delivered right to your door. How cool is that? That's the way to do it. Thank you, Real Water. We've got our guest here, Liz Peek, columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Our website's LizPeek.com, LizPeek, P-E-E-K.com, and we always enjoy having her on the show. Hey, Liz, how are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm looking at all the topics we're going to talk about, but I want to hit you with kind of a different one, just because, you know, Trump and the Republicans wanted to put an extra $250 billion in small business aid, and I'm a small businessman, and it should have been a unanimous vote. It should have flown right through, and the Senate Democrats blocked it, which gets me very, very, very angry. Democrats hate us. They hate business people. Everything's about people on welfare. Everybody's about taking care of the liberal media. Nothing. Everything's about making sure everybody can vote on email, which would create massive voter fraud. Everything is against me, the small businessman. And when you finally want to give me a little money, because we're all going broke, because we're all dying out here, the Democrats block it. It just makes me so angry. And I guess they do it, I guess, Liz, because they know they won't lose any votes, because every small businessman or woman in America votes Republican. So they don't care.
There's probably some truth in that. Certainly, that, I mean, it is without a doubt true that if you look at the small business associations, for example, the NBIA and stuff, they're pretty much all in Trump's column. So that may be true. You know, I think it really just goes to show, though, remember that about half of the country works for small businesses. So for all the Democrats talk about how they really care about America's workers, they simply don't. And they are pandering to their base. Don't forget, Nancy Pelosi also held up the $2 trillion aid package because she wanted to slip in a lot of things that were favorable for labor, organized labor, for example.
Government employees.
That's right. Constituent, and by the way, that also surfaced in this argument. Constituents that are very Democrat focused and in their column. So it's just partisan politics. I gotta say, I really think this is just such a bad time for Democrats to be pulling this partisan baloney, because it's showing up in the polling every time they do one of these stunts. The Democrats take a hit in terms of overall polling. Do you know, after the impeachment, Gallup does an annual poll on people tending to self-identify as Republicans versus Democrats. For the first time in like 30 years, that reversed, and more people identified as Republicans. Don't Democrats get it, that these things are not working for them? I really don't understand it.
Yeah, I think the single biggest thing that's not working, like I said, I don't know if it really hurts them when they hold up, you know, funding for small business, because the average person maybe doesn't care who votes Democrat anyway, doesn't care, and the average small businessman votes Republican, small business woman votes Republican, so you're not losing their votes because they weren't voting for you anyway. But on the other hand, look at the dichotomy, Liz. They're holding up money for small businessmen that are in crisis. I always say men, small business men and women. I try to train myself, and women. And at the same time, they want coronavirus bailout for illegal immigration. That's what I think kills Democrats, because they don't realize that everyone in America who is normal, that's a citizen, and it doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat, white or black, it doesn't even matter if they're Hispanic, if they're legal Hispanic, they're not thrilled that you're taking our taxpayer money to help illegal aliens. They don't want it.
I think that's undoubtedly true. And the more they do this stuff, the more this schism between kind of common sense, pragmatic Americans, middle class Americans, and this progressive left, which has been led by Bernie Sanders, but also now very much part of Joe Biden's platform, I really think that schism just opens more and more, and people just can't get their heads around it. I mean, they don't understand why it is a Democrat. Why is Nancy Pelosi prioritizing people in the country illegally over people who are working for not just the owners of small businesses, but their employees? That's what's so idiotic. You know, here, anyway, the answer is I don't think it's working for them. I think this is another hiccup. And by the way, Chuck Schumer's out on Twitter saying, oh, McConnell, you know, this was a political stunt that McConnell pulled. Well, because he knows they're vulnerable here, and he knows this was a really stupid move again. That's what I don't get. This is like the fourth time they have seriously stubbed their toe. Not working for them, and it's not going to work for them, I think, in November.
Well, it's very clear. They don't care about me as a citizen, as a business owner, as a taxpayer, and dare I say it, as a white middle-class person. They just don't like me. All they care about is people of color. I mean, I'm not against anyone of color, but they're the racists who seem to hate me because I'm white. And it's just, after a while, it gets, anybody can see it. They hate you if you own a business. They hate you if you make money. They hate you if you pay taxes. They love people on welfare. They love people who are transgenders. They love people who are illegal. They love felons. After a while, how does anyone vote Democrat? I don't get it. Only because the media is on their side. That's the only reason anyone votes Democrat. They got the media.
Well, and the media is pretty powerful, unfortunately.
I know.
And the only way that Donald Trump has really sort of vanquished that influence in terms of his own standing is because he goes direct on social media. And I have to say, I do think that these briefings, these press briefings about the coronavirus are...
They've been great for him.
But particularly in the beginning, they were terrific, because guess what? And I love it when the New York Times sends reporters out to figure out how people could be voting for Trump or falling in into his column. And they did that when his polling began to improve because of these briefings. And the answer was it was independents, mainly some Democrats, too, who had really never seen the president. All they had seen was the president filtered through sound clips.
CNN.
Chosen by, CNN, MSNBC, these networks who, and honestly, it's like a cottage industry of dredging up the most, sort of unfavorable and unflattering clips that you can find. And sure, the Republicans do some of that, too, when we're, I mean, you don't have to spend much time on Twitter to find these things where Joe Biden can't complete a sentence. Unfortunately, there's lots of those, because there are really lots of times when he can't complete a sentence. But it is the case that Trump going direct to Americans has always worked well for him, and it's working pretty well for him now.
Let me give you a real-world story, Liz. I know you're a Manhattan gal. I want to give you a real-world story. So my fiance here in Las Vegas, beautiful gal named Cindy, but she's a Republican. She's from Texas. She loves her guns. She's from Texas. She's a Republican. But she's not big on politics in general. She doesn't sit around listening to politics all day or watching politics. She never sat and watched Fox News for long periods of time in her whole life. Now she's trapped at home. She's got nowhere to go, got nothing to do. You know what her highlight of the day is every day? Other than my show? Right. She loves watching Trump give his announcements every day, his briefings to the press. She loves it, and she's just fallen in love with him. She thinks he's fantastic. I believe she's representative of millions of people around the country, especially women who never liked politics and never liked Trump. And now they're going, wow, he's like a general. He's bringing all these important people together. He's doing a great job.
Well, I think that's interesting, and I think she is exactly right. Typical of a lot of people who are tuning in, I thought particularly early on, and in some of the more recent things where he brings industry leaders in.
Right.
When have you ever seen? You never saw Obama do that because he couldn't stand industry leaders. He felt inadequate around them. That is, I think, actually a fair comment. He never had any private sector experience, and I've heard that when he gathered those groups of business executives early in his term in office to try and help him figure out how to create jobs, he was so dismissive of them. I mean, this is from the lips of people who were amongst that group that I know. He couldn't give them the time of day. But, I mean, it's marvelous to see Trump sitting there surrounded by all the automakers, all the airline make guys, whatever, running the country. I mean, and they should have a place at the table, and they're doing a lot of things that are very helpful for the country.
Liz, can you wait through the break and come through on the other side? Okay, so I want to mention something, and then you answer this on the other side of the break.
Okay.
My other great muse is my best friend from childhood. I've known him for 50 years. His name is Matt, and he's a furniture salesman at a furniture store in Tampa, Florida. And he says, Trump needs to stop putting the doctors and the scientists, the Fauci and the Birxes, at the top of every press conference. Put business people to talk about getting the economy back to work. The new hero should no longer push Fauci to the back of the press conference, and make sure you got Larry Kudlow and a bunch of business leaders. So I want to get your comments when we get back. We'll be right back. More with Liz Peek, Wayne Allen Root, The Warrior, USA Radio. This is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozengers. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off MyDoctorSuggests.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Roots, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're picking up where we left off at Liz Peak. And there's lots to talk about, What do you think of my friend, my buddy Matt, lifelong childhood best friend, and just a very common sense kind of middle class guy, and he just said Trump's got to put the Kudlows and the economic people in front, and the doctors could still be there. No one's saying there's no need for doctors anymore, scientists, but they shouldn't be the whole press conference. They shouldn't even be the start of it. We should start with when can we get the economy moving again?
Yeah, I think that is the big topic right now, and there was talk at one point about a second task force, this one being charged with reopening the economy. And I think actually that makes some sense because someone's really going to have to figure out, first of all, look at what's happening in several now European countries where they are reopening their economies and their countries and watch what happens there and see what works, what doesn't work. But that's a very different skill set in a sense than the task force dealing with the medical aspects of it. Certainly they're going to have to be guided by what the doctors have to say, but at some point we're just going to have to make the decision that we need to get our economy working again. And I think it can happen. I think it can happen gradually, but for example, I think it's in Austria that they're opening up, they're allowing small shops to open, not big department stores, but small shops. That makes sense to me because you usually have just a couple of employees, maybe just allow two people in at a time, whatever.
Right.
You know, just make sure it's all done safely. But I'll tell you another thing we're going to have to do is make sure the businesses are safe. We're going to have to give them some sort of indemnification against being sued by an employee because they get sick. This has to be done. In other words, you can't have a whole lot of companies open, one person gets sick, and then they sue the heck out of the management because that is going to keep everyone basically shut down. So there's a whole lot of things we have to kind of solve, problems that have to be solved. But I sort of agree that that should become the focus over the next 2 to 4 weeks. And I don't know about you guys. I'm sort of thinking June 1. You know, we really have to get things moving
again. Oh, God, I hope you're
wrong.
June 1 for New York, maybe, but I got to be open May 1, not June 1.
Well, and again, different areas have different requirements. you know, I mean, as
in most of the country, Liz, there's very little to nothing going on.
Yeah,
far less people are dying than used to die from the flu or car accidents or opioid abuse. This is ridiculous. New York's a whole different story. I get it. Yeah. I get it. New York, New Jersey is just rife with it. I get it. But even there, I think it's exaggerated because here's the deal. If I believe I've been affected by coronavirus, and I didn't get it. I didn't get anything. I'm a workout nut, and I'm a vitamin nut, and I'm a health food nut, and I didn't get a thing. I didn't get a sniffle. But I was at the Chinese-American dinner here in Las Vegas on February 27th or 28th, and I was around people who were coughing and hacking, and all I could tell you is I'm certain that I was exposed to it. If tomorrow I had a heart attack, and they brought me to the, God forbid, and they brought me to the emergency room and I died, they would test me and see that I had originally been exposed to coronavirus. They'd count me as a coronavirus death. But my death had nothing to do with coronavirus. You don't think that's happening in New York? They're exaggerating the deaths because they put anyone who they put coronavirus, the hospital gets paid for it by the federal government. If you don't put it, they know they're not getting paid. So, of course, they're going to make these stories up.
Yeah, see, I think that is a very worrisome, unintended consequence. And I tend to think you're right. I think the numbers are exaggerated. And I agree. Different parts of the country can start to open in different ways. And by the way, it's going to have to be local authorities sort of dictating anyway, right?
It is.
But if you have auto dealerships and, again, small stores and other things, after all, if we can allow hardware stores to be open, why can't we allow to have toy stores?
Liz, here's my common sense point. If Costco's been open the whole time and all the supermarkets in Vegas are open and people are standing close to one another in those stores, what's the difference? Let all the small businesses open as long as they agree to wear a mask, maybe. You have to wear a mask. You have to do spacing. You let people in only when others come out. And you do, what is it called, social distancing? If you're willing to do all those things, let everyone be the same as Costco. What are their cashiers, Superman and Superwoman? They don't get sick, but the rest of us are going to get sick? I think it's ridiculous. It's just, it's silly is what it is. Doesn't make sense who's essential and who's not. Who gets to pick that?
I think you're right. I totally agree with you. And here's the big news. I think the country is beginning to get very restless. I just sort of see this everywhere.
Yes.
This has got to be the big topic of conversation. And I think your friend is right. I think the president should begin to be more forceful in laying out the groundwork because, you know, for example, there are landlords, particularly in this part of the country, who are forgiving rent because they just know everyone's in a hard time. Well, you only can do that for so long. And if they had a sense of when their tenants, for example, are going to be able to go back to work, I think that more people would be making those allowances. In other words, I just think we need more certainty. And, you know, guess what? We need more testing, too.
And you know what I've been saying? It's not just a matter of businesses. We're dying out here. We're going to lose everything. We're never going to work again. This is ridiculous. But it's also a mental illness question. Liberals used to always talk about mental health and mental illness.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
People can't be alone in an apartment for 2 months. They're going to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Or they're going to kill their wife or their husband.
No.
It's ridiculous. We got to get everyone out again. We got it. We got to face it. We didn't close America for the polio epidemic. I wasn't here, but I'm pretty sure they didn't close businesses when we had polio. So I don't know why you have to close everyone's business. Liz, we got to run. We got to run. Columnist for Fox News and The Hill, Liz Peek. Her website is lizpeek.com, P-E-E-K, L-I-Z-P-E-E-K. We enjoy having her on, and now I know you're from Westchester County in Manhattan, the two places I grew up in. Thank you, Liz. Great to have you on.
Yeah, enjoyed it very much. Take care.
All right. We'll be right back. The Warrior.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.